Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in 365. Here with you guys, Shelton J again. Man, I'm at the office trying to finish up some work so I can get home and get ready for the show. But I want to talk to you real quick about Ryan Tannehill, man, and the Tennessee Titans. Man, this dude Tannehill was talking today and telling everybody about how he had to undergo intense therapy since the loss. Playoff ending, season ending loss to the Cincinnati Bengals in an ugly, devastating loss in which he fumbled it away. He threw an interception at the end of the game, and it pretty much cost that team that game. They had a chance to win it. It was on his shoulders, and he lost it all. So basically, he's been going through this therapy, and he replays the game over and over in his head. He said he can't get past it. So through therapy, he's finally getting to the point where he can accept it and watch it and learn from it and move forward. That scares me for a starting quarterback to talk that way. I understand, like, therapy is fine for everybody. I'm not hating on therapy at all. But the fact that you stuck here and you can't move forward, that doesn't bode well for me and my teammates if I play with you. Also, he had some interesting comments about the 86th pick in the draft, which was Malik Willis, who they selected, the Titans did. He was not happy about that, I don't guess. He said he wasn't notified of the selection. They didn't tell him that they were drafting Malik Willis at all in the third round, but he said that it's not my job to mentor Malik Willis. If he learned something from me along the way, then that's a great thing. It sounds like a hater to me, bro, and I really hope that Malik Willis gets under center sooner than later and takes your job. That's just what I hope. It didn't seem like they're on the same page. Tannehill and the Titans, but I tell you what, he's on watch at this point. And I don't know if y'all paid any attention, but he's lost his. They traded AJ Brown to the Philadelphia Eagles, which was shocking to me. Shout out to my Eagles because they got a number one receiver now finally, which they've never had. So shout out to them for that. And also they lost Julio Jones, so I don't know what they're gonna be doing at the receiver position in Tennessee. But it does not bode well for him to lose your number one and number two. So we'll see what happens with him, and what are y'all thoughts on that? How long before you think we see Malik Willis on the field? I know they're probably going to use some special packages for him, but when will he be on the field on a regular basis? I can't wait to see, and I know you can't wait to see. Let me know. Hit me up and tell me what you think. And once again, it's Shelton J, man. We'll see y'all tonight. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m., we out. Peace.